Hi, everyone, and welcome to Sugar Hill Church's Weekday Podcast. My name is Benj Smith, and I'm blessed to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. I hope everyone has had a great start to this summer season. A couple of weeks ago, I had yet another birthday, and as I am rushing towards the 60 plateau, I'm beginning to truly understand the statement, just keep on living. It seems like with each passing year that I, quote, keep on living, something doesn't work as well as it used to. My eyes need books and smart devices with larger size fonts. I take pills to keep my cholesterol in check. My knees hurt for no good reason, and I could swear I used to have bigger muscles. From a physical standpoint, I've had to learn the hard way to just do what I can with what I still have left in my tank. And that brings me to this week's leadership thought. In the book of Mark, chapter 14, there is an amazing leadership story. Starting in verse 3, it says, while he was in Bethany, he being, of course, Jesus, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. Now that's the first part of the story. Now I want you to listen to the rest of the story when Jesus weighs in on this issue. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. So I absolutely love Jesus' response. She did what she could. Jesus' hope and desire for each one of us is to do what we can right where he has us today with whatever spiritual, mental, physical, financial tools that we currently possess. So I want to tell you another story about an extraordinary leader in today's times. This person is the primary caregiver to her two 90-plus-year-old parents. She spends untold hours each week taking care of her parents, and as you might imagine, this makes it very difficult to find time to be involved in formal, organized ministry. However, when she goes to the assisted living community where her parents live, she connects with many other seniors and the caregivers there. She makes a point to smile at them, to say hello, giving them a kind word of encouragement. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, when these people see her coming, they have a big smile on their face, and it's easy to see how her daily acts of kindness cheers up their particular day. Now, this same leader, she's also helping a close friend in many, many ways as she deals with the recent loss of one of her sons. Plus, she is providing godly counsel to a young married mom as she deals with a very difficult issue. So she doesn't have the ability to be as involved in organized ministry as maybe as much as she would like to. However, here's what I know. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus is looking down on her and saying, she's doing what she can right where I have her today, and I am well pleased. In Acts chapter 28, verse 2, it says, the islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. So my prayer, my hope, and my encouragement to each one of you is that today you do what you can to show unusual kindness to those that God has placed in your path. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope you guys have a great, refreshing day. Bye now.